T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever trade again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars, never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two shits who Tobin is.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome on in. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We go until 10 o'clock on this little radio program, and we are streaming live on the Audacy app. You guys can get us there. It is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you guys don't have it downloaded yet, I don't know what you're doing. Get it on up for you there, and of course, you can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all your podcast platforms. And let's get to it, everybody. We will be up on Twitch shortly. We are endeavoring to wake up Jennifer, which also means Leroy Horde is probably just waiting there.
Just yelling.
He's got his hand. I feel bad. Could you know that my first thought, though, when seeing Leroy yesterday?
Yeah.
He wanted to do that to both hands at the same time. That was my first thought of that.
And he said it hurts.
Of course it hurts. Look at him. Look at my poor guy.
Our boy.
He's on the mend. And my first thought of this, I was just saying, Leroy, hello, good morning.
What's happening?
Was you wanted to do that to both hands at the same time?
No. Can I just tell you?
Please do. Hold on. Hit the ID here, Dr. Board, medicine woman.
Okay.
This is WAXY Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. The home of Tobin and Leroy. Jim Rome. Hawk and Crowder. The Miami Heat. And Inter Miami. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
All right, do tell. Like, how are you feeling? What's going on?
I like the way when you make fun of somebody, you have to make sure not to offend anyone. So you call them 17 different names. So, you know, you wanted to call a medicine man. Oh, no, but what about the women? Medicine woman. You call them a child, but a little boy. And you just, yeah. For lack of a better word, I feel like crap.
Jeez.
Yikes. But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the best medication for it because sitting around and popping pills does nothing.
Really?
Yikes.
Nothing.
It still hurts?
Dude, I told you. Soon as the stuff they give you in the operating room wears off, you could pop pills like Tic Tacs. It ain't... you know what I feel like? Phil Collins. Two hearts. Got a heart in my chest and one on my arm.
Whoa, what is that thing?
I don't know. It's
kind of look like a transformer.
A contraption to sit your arm.
You walk right? around, so you walk around with that thing everywhere?
Yes.
Wow.
Until the 10th?
Hmm.
And so the doctor calls my wife, right? And yeah, I'm gonna need a little more time. It's a little jacked up. So he had to do an additional thing.
What?
Yes.
What does that mean?
So in a few weeks, I'll show you. In a few weeks, there's like a, it looks like the, if you take a hanger, you know how you do a hanger when you try to unlock your car and you hook the little thing?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I have one of those sticking out of my thumb. So eventually I'll play with it. I had it on my finger. So, but as far as how I feel, dude, can't get comfortable. I tried laying in the bed. I tried sitting up in the chair, the recliner, right? You get like 20 minutes and 30 minutes and then it's uncomfortable. And so basically like a small rodent walking through the house trying to find a comfortable spot.
Man, that sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
But I can't, like, there's nothing you can do.
I understand.
Like, okay, what you think, what's going to be better? Me chopping it up or me trying to find a place to relax?
Chopping it up. I think you're chopping it up will help a little bit.
Right.
You know, but so, I as soon as you showed me the picture yesterday, I was like, he thought about doing both of those arms at the same time.
Both of them, dude.
Now, I will say this, in all fairness, because, you know, I get on everybody.
Yep.
Boy, they took care of it.
Cool.
They did their thing. So, as always, listen, I've been going to Cleveland Clinic since my rookie year in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have that good relationship
of
where
course.
I can go back and forth. I know a lot of people that work there and, you know, but I've never had a bad experience with, you know, anything like this ever. So I'm glad I picked them. Hopefully it's fixed, right? But right now, right after you have surgery, you regret doing it because you're in so much pain.
Do we put in the press release it was successful surgery? What do we put?
I mean, I'm here, so
okay.
I guess it was successful.
Okay, all right.
But do you really? Here's the thing. Here's what I always hated about people saying that. Okay, because they said that about Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, they did.
Until you start doing the things that you couldn't do before, do you really know?
Who else, you know, they did that with recently was Robert Williams.
Oh, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Yeah, yeah.
Trey Lance
did that too. But I was saying Robert Williams when he came back for the Celtics. By the way, they got something going on here. Huh? This is pretty crazy.
Right. I got to tell you, I don't know how successful it was because he is limited.
Yeah, he's back. He's back out 4 to 6 weeks. You know?
But the problem with that was that. That surgery probably required a couple of months of just heal time, and he might have went and because he tried to play aggravate something else, you know. So it's kind of hard to do that during football. But I'm gonna tell you, anybody who says successful surgery, we'll see, Doc. Doc, you do good work.
Don't be so cocky.
But let's see when I go try to run on this thing again.
That's a real beaut.
Right. So, yeah. I want to kiss it, try to make it feel better. And then I'll be damned if I didn't get an itch. 2 o'clock in the morning. Finally was dozing off. I was feeling good. I found a comfy spot on the couch. And then I felt a little tickle, little itch. I'm like, no. So I was up again.
Oh, man. So you've been up all night?
Pretty much.
Off and on.
Pretty much. I did. I didn't even really eat when I was done. I ate mahi, leftover
that's
from.
That's not a good surgery meal.
You need dude, I'm gonna tell you what. I don't know what it is about an appetite, but if you're in enough pain, it's gone.
Yeah. Might as well not waste good calories on it then. You know.
Yeah.
Get that greasy burger today.
Nah, you can't enjoy it. Here's why I will never eat a burger while I have this on.
Two hands.
No, keep going. You're on the right path.
Grease down that thing?
Nope.
Hmm. I'm out of guesses.
One. That was a good one.
Salon cuts his burger in half.
Okay.
And I would have to cut it in half. And I would rather not have a cheeseburger.
You know, he doesn't
than
have
not being able to eat it like a man.
He doesn't have surveillance on you. No one has to know.
He's at home by himself.
Deep down.
Can't do it. What about sliders? We take sliders.
I don't eat sliders anyway.
Dude, I can make a good slider for you.
It's number bread.
I don't want bread. Some empanadas? I want
meat. Empanadas, yeah, that's good.
Ooh,
one hand for
yeah.
that.
I could do an empanada. Well, here's the problem. When am I going to hang it out the car?
What?
I'm a drive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know there was even an extra contraption there, but I understand why you need it, because you need some comfort.
I've
never seen a thing like that before.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
It's kind of cool. I mean, you do kind of look like a transformer.
It's like those things that they put on the helmets for practice now.
What? Don't look at me like that. I meant that as a compliment. I love Transformers.
Yeah. Optimus Prime.
You two jackasses done. I just poured my heart out to you, and y'all looked at it as opportunity. That's it.
Roll out, Autobots.
I hate you guys. What the hell's wrong with you?
Is that memory foam, at least? That has to be like,
that's
you
a
know.
Sleep number.
Give me something. What's your sleep number?
Somebody says, why does Leroy have a burrito in the camera?
All right, so tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Steelers take on the Browns.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Cleveland, 4.5-point favorite at home. They are both 1-1 on the year. 8:15 kickoff, and that is on Amazon Prime. So
somebody said I got Yeezys on my arm.
So, that's good. Football starts again today. We all missed you, football. And welcome back, football.
Welcome back. There's a line out there that says, who is the quarterback most likely to lose his job? But then in quotations they have, other than Mitch Trubisky. That's how much they think he's going to lose his job.
Well, because, you know, it would be like 90% Mitch Trubisky, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would be all Mitch Trubisky.
And you know what my favorite is? When they when the coach backs up the quarterback. Oh, we love everything Mitch Trubisky is doing.
Sure. Yeah, really? Sure you do.
And then in 2 weeks, he's going to say, we thought it was time for a change. That line's coming, right?
Well, my favorite was, I think I saw a headline from like Ben Roethlisberger where he goes, you see what I was dealing with this system? I'm like, dude.
Wow. I'm like, he's throwing shots?
Oh, he's throwing shots at the Steelers. Yeah, he's throwing shots at the Steelers. I'm like, I don't know, dude. I kind of think it's Mitch Trubisky.
When he was on his run, who was the coach? I think he went on to be a head coach, didn't he?
I think Bruce Arians.
His offensive coordinator.
Wasn't it Bruce Arians?
No.
You sure? I thought it was Bruce. Well, Bruce was the quarterback's coach. He worked with Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but there was an offensive coordinator that went on to be a coach. I can't think of his name.
Oh,
did you he go see?
To, yeah, he went to Arizona, right?
I think so.
Yeah, what the hell is the guy's name? Whatever, who cares?
Todd Haley.
So that's when he had his and sometimes, you know, think about this. Athletes, what do they tell you all the time? Athletes are creatures of habit. Right? So if you have success, and this happens with players too, you have success, you get a come up, you go get your starting gig. You know, you go get your head coaching job. So it happens all the time. But then you bring in a new offensive coordinator. He wants to do his thing. If you don't have success, you're going to hear comments through the facility that sound like what Ben just said. You see, but the kicker here is Mitch Trubisky don't know this, right? Because he just got there. So it happens a lot. Anytime you change something, because guess what? Coaches are the same way. If you practice a certain way, and Denny was especially like this. If you went no pads for the whole week, whatever the reason is, and you played well, you may never see a shoulder pad again during the week. And that's how we were when we were 15-1.
Got it out of hand.
I had to look for my game pads because they were so buried in my locker during the season. So I could understand why Ben would say that, but however, And here's why I am with football especially. Don't ask somebody to be patient and then be very impatient with them. So you have coaches that get on players and are aggravated with how players do and show a lack of patience. And then when they try to put this new system in, or this system you're not accustomed to, or have you do something outside of what you normally do, then they react in a way that you should be getting it. Mm. And so it kind of goes hand in hand, but I can see it. I can see it.
Marlins lost last night to the Cubs 4-3. Cubs scored 3 runs in the 8th inning, and what are you going to do?
That's it. I think we covered Marlins for the week yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's get to this story. Ime Udoka facing a lengthy suspension. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Put you in. I can put you in.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Pretty nutty day yesterday in the NBA. Robert Sarver. He's selling the Suns and the Mercury, which, you know, after you saw the reaction from some of the players around the league, I don't think it's super surprising that this is happening. You know, you had PayPal, I think, left as the one of the main sponsors of the Phoenix Suns, and minority owners really wanted him to sell, and he's not that liked anyway. So, you know. His punishment will be making nearly $3 billion.
Man, is that punishing?
You know, it's a punishment. You know, he doesn't get to run the Suns anymore.
But how much did he pay for the team?
Oh, I think he's owned them for a while, dude. Let me see.
Right, but that's my point. Are you punishing him?
Robert Sarver, pay for the Suns. He bought them in 2004 for $400 million.
And you're going to punish him by making take $3
billion. Let's see. How much are the Suns worth now? I'm just guessing $3 billion.
It's got to be $2.5 billion.
Let me see. How 2.5 much are the Suns 2.2 worth? They're estimated at $1.8 billion. I would have thought it would be more by now.
No. That's only the teams in the major cities.
Well, they always said that, what's-his-face, that... the hell owns the Clippers? It's rich as hell.
Oh,
Steve Ballmer. They said Steve Ballmer really overpaid for the Clippers because he just wanted them.
Right.
Because he's so rich.
Right.
He's like, give me those Clippers.
I mean, think about it. Allen for Seattle could have bought every team in the NFL.
That's crazy.
Right. You know what? I want the whole league.
Does he still get fined $10 million if he's gone? I wonder if that still has to go through. Like, immediately?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. But then yesterday, another crazy story came out. Ime Udoka, Celtics coach, obviously had a fantastic rookie year. They went to the finals. Apparently is facing a lengthy suspension because he had an intimate relationship with a member of the franchise's staff. And it is apparently considered a violation of the organization's guidelines. The decision on the length of suspension is decided to come as soon as Thursday. Woj reports it is not believed that his job is in jeopardy. But yeah, Ime Udoka is going to be missing some time, apparently.
Now, you want to punish that man? Send him home to his wife.
Nia Long?
You ain't got to do nothing.
I don't think he's married. Yeah. I think he's, I know he's been with Nia Long.
Oh, he's not married? I thought he was married to her.
I don't think he was. I think they have a kid, but apparently they're not married.
Also, it said they got engaged in 2015. Just kind of been riding that wave since then.
Yeah, some people don't want to get married. Some people don't want to get married. You know,
well,
maybe he was waiting for that first, you know, big coaching contract, and then he gets married.
Well, wow.
That's strategic a lot.
Maybe she was waiting for something she had questions about.
Maybe. Listen, he's very handsome, this Ime Udoka, but she's also very. It's a good looking couple.
Oh, what? Nia Long?
Yeah, I know. It's a good looking couple. It's a good looking couple.
Nobody on this planet could tell me when you saw Friday that you were like, oh, this Nia Long. CPH.
People are questioning if Ime Udoka has got good decision making after this. This is what's going on Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? Here's a lesson in life. I don't care what you do, what you have, how much of it you have, how famous you are, or what you do. You are still a statistic of life. All right? So to all of a sudden take one person and take them out of that circumstance, saying that how could that person do this or be a part of this or do this? Hey, it's life. Like, come on. What you do is not who you are. Stop making it sound like because he's a football player, because he's a coach, he should know better. People are people.
Yeah.
You need to get over it.
It's kind of a crazy thing, though. I guess it must have been somebody. Like, I wonder if it's somebody like who's on the video staff or something. Because it doesn't sound like it wasn't something that was non-consensual. So, like, what is the suspension for that? Like, what's the appropriate?
It's a game. It has. There's certain places of.
Oh, you're right. He's gonna
say it. I can reach it. Dude.
Poor Leroy.
This is worse. Hey. But I don't know what it is. That means that whoever it was,
it says,
told on somebody.
Yeah, Celtics.
They
coach.
Told. Ooh, girl, you ain't gonna believe. Yeah.
Ime Udoka. The Athletic says it was an intimate and consensual relationship with a member of that says the team's staff. So I mean, that could be like, I guess, is that anybody?
Anyone.
It's not the coaching staff,
right?
Huh. Huh.
Well, hey, again. There ain't nothing that the Celtics could do to him that's going to be worse than when he take his butt home.
Dude just goes on Twitter, Ime Udoka cheated on Nia Long. Get him out of the league.
Right.
It's justice.
Come on, man. It's like, yeah.
I like the guy who goes the meme with Stephen A. Smith, and he goes, Celtics fans seeing that Ime Udoka news.
How do you do that? What the hell is going on?
Hey, I got to tell you, but again, we hear stories like this all the time. Why does a billionaire try to steal $2 billion?
I don't know. Yeah.
Right? Like we sitting back going, ain't a billion enough? No, because it ain't got nothing to do with the money. So, yeah, I don't put nothing past people just because of what they do, right? Like, no.
Scoop B from Bally Sports says, Celtics coach Ime Udoka and his partner are believed to have been separated prior to the current issue. Man, so who snitched?
Oh, hey, first of all, put some respect on Nia Long's name.
Agreed.
If you don't know it, find it out. Come on. And his partner. Really? Nia Long ain't partner material.
I agree with that. You put some, you know,
yeah.
You don't just leave that super vague. Apparently, Celtics players have been aware of the current issue with their coach for a couple of days. We're briefed earlier in the week. I love that Jason Tatum has to be briefed on that.
Well, no, they probably like, I can see it. I can see it. You know, like, come on, man. Come on.
He is
like it is not. It's not like
He is he's the top two trending things on Twitter right now. Ime Udoka and cheating are both trending right now.
What do I feel like this got more coverage? Like, I heard about this more than Brett Favre and whatever's going on.
Yeah, like, what is...
I guess it's a violation of team rules, but, you know, it's consensual, they're single.
But let's get back to Brett Favre. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, Brett Favre stealing $5 million?
Yeah.
Like... You don't even wear fancy suits. You just wear jeans and some boots.
Probably gets those jeans for free.
I think I'm also insulted this $5 million was going towards a volleyball arena. Volleyball arena.
That's what he supposedly took it for?
Apparently they stole welfare funds from Mississippi to build a volleyball court at Southern Miss. Leroy wrote in text. This won't get out to the media, will it? To the governor.
The governor was part of it.
Yeah, I think it was the governor. It was either governor or senator. One of them higher ups. Whoever had control of the funds.
So let me ask you this. In the real world, what should be more important?
What? Brett Favre. He's a thief.
Right. But watch how we talk about just a man cheating. It don't matter. Like, okay, that's what it is.
Men cheating, celebrities cheating is a huge scandal. Like that Adam Levine thing was a huge thing for a day on Twitter too.
Okay, but still.
Wow.
Still.
I didn't even know about that one.
Oh, you didn't know about that one?
I'm heartbroken.
Well, he's a bit of a dog apparently.
No.
Should that be more important than somebody stealing $5 million from welfare?
Oh no! Stealing the money is way worse.
Right.
Way worse.
But you would never know.
You didn't see the Maroon 5 story or Adam Levine story. Dude. Apparently, was cheating with his lady, and then the relationship ended. He's married to a Victoria's Secret model.
I know. What's going on, man?
But
he is a Victoria's Secret model. He's what, a buck 10?
He also was trying to make love to the camera during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Dreamy.
But he apparently reached out to this woman and...
Oh, boy.
J-Fig says Adam should have stuck to payphones. That's a point for J-Fig. So, yeah.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, so his lady is pregnant.
Oh, no.
And he reached out to this woman... and asked, would you mind if I named my kid Summer after you?
Oh, no.
The mistress.
No.
He wanted to name his daughter after his mistress.
I hate him.
Something's just got to be taken off the table, Adam.
Why, dude? Why?
Yeah.
Like, wait. He is with a supermodel.
Yeah.
That's not enough?
Nope. Not for him.
Wow.
You know, really makes me wonder.
Damn it.
Yeah. Again, don't matter what you do or what you got. If you a horn dog, you're going to cheat.
Yeah, dude, you're always going to show those moves like Jagger.
No.
What?
No,
what do you mean?
First of all, you can't try to sneak in the aisle behind J-Fig. Right? You got to get in the back of the line.
Dane Salvin and I made the same joke.
Then both of y'all get minus one.
What?
Minus one. Minus one.
Whatever, dude. At least for that kid, all you can hope for is she will be loved.
Uh-oh. Well, I tell you what.
That's a good one.
J-Fig is hot.
Why?
And she ain't saying nothing, but she keeps shooting these messages. She go, trading a supermodel for an IG model.
Yeah, that's true. You know?
Yeah, she did look good, though. Just checked out
IG
Summer.
IG model?
Yeah, I just checked her out.
Because I used to like Adam. And yeah, she's rats off the ship now.
Same, dude. Same.
Oh, man. A lot of horniness going on in this first hour of the show.
What
That's
is
next.
Going on?
We'll be back with more after this.
Jesus.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, listen.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Got a lot of wrestling fans out there.
Wrestling.
If you guys want a chance to win a family four-pack to see the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena on December 29th, listen to our show. We'll give you that cue to call, and you'll have a chance to win. If you don't win, you guys can purchase tickets at FTXArena.com. Football back tonight, Steelers and Browns. And we got a big one, boys. We got a big one coming up between the Dolphins and the Bills. I was on yesterday, Leroy, in what the hell is the station? It was in Rochester. It was one of our Odyssey stations in Rochester. I was like, Rochester? And they're very cocky, these Bills fans. Understandably so. You know, but, you know, they wanted a breakdown. I did a little segment. It was changing radio called Behind Enemy Lines.
Ooh.
Yep.
Everybody does that.
And I was the enemy.
Was it 95.7 The Fan?
Yes.
Boom. AM 950.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were good. I had fun with those guys.
Nice.
Although they kind of disrespected, you know, they called dolphins a fish. It's not a fish.
So, oh, okay.
You know, well, it's a mammal.
I mean.
You know, let's get it right.
Lost four straight Super
Bowls. It really annoys me that happens. You know, as a host of the Porpoise Pod, Porpoise,
sure.
Dolphins, they're all in the mammal family.
Go? Oh, no, that's the Marlins.
And they do like
no,
fish.
Was that, who's everybody's doing the fish?
That was Marlins. Everybody doing the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Marlins. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they do this all the time. Squish the fish, fried fish. They do this with the Dolphins all the time. And it's just not scientifically correct.
Yeah, because how cool though is like punish the porpoise? Like that's not.
I don't know, dude. But like, let's get it right.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Let's get it right. You know, I told him it was very disrespectful to do that. I don't go around calling you guys the Buffalo Bulls. Like, I get what your animal is correctly.
I feel like that would give him more credit.
Maybe
bulls are cool.
I think buffaloes are cooler than bulls, though. You know, like they got the they got the furry head. Yeah.
Yeah, but bulls, you know, they have a horn.
Yeah, but they're always getting stabbed by matadors. How smart can they be?
Well.
What?
Sometimes they win.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do win.
It's true.
I've seen a couple. They do win.
See a lot more buffalo wings than I do stabbed bulls.
Yeah, nobody really eats a bull, do you? Like, are we eating all girl cows, or are there any male cows we're eating?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, my friend's going into the meat industry. I'll ask him.
He's going into the meat industry.
My best friend was a doctor. And he got tired.
Like a human doctor.
The foot doctor?
He's out.
He's out.
Oh my God.
He's out. He's going into the meat industry.
Okay.
And I never doubt what this man can do because he's just one of these successful people. Like he just does things and you don't quite understand how they get to the results that they do, but they always seem to end up there. So he's basically telling me he wants to get into the meat business.
So he's going to say, I'm Dr. Phil, the meat doctor?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And he's got this whole strategy involving the Amish. It's going to be great.
What?
But I'll ask him. I'll say, hey,
the Amish?
Yeah.
Is he doing it in Ohio?
No, in Minnesota.
Ah.
Okay. No, that's another place.
Yeah. He's moving to Minnesota.
Hmm.
So, wow. Yeah. So I'll ask him. I'll ask him. I said, did anybody eat any boy cows? How does that work?
They say bull meat is tougher and fattier than regular meat from beef cattle. I'm not sure what's going on here. I know that the somewhere, you know what? I don't even want to speak on this before I Google it, but I don't want to Google this. I know it's a delicacy to have bull balls in a soup of some
sort.
Yeah,
they call them mountain oysters.
Boom.
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to get you get you going.
Wow, they should call that the Mike McDaniel soup.
Wait, hey, Google search mountain oysters.
That's a point.
That's a point.
That's a point. Wait, what am I Googling?
Point for Tobin. Oysters.
Those cocojones.
Oh, no. I can already tell this is
big old mountain oysters.
Near me. No. I don't want them near me.
You know, they try and say, speaking of horny, they try and say that oysters help you with the horniness.
God.
And I don't think it's worth it. I think they're gross.
Yeah. No.
You ever have, right?
It's like saliva in a shell.
Yeah, it's gross. Do you ever have that aphrodisiac, Leroy, little oysters?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what my aphrodisiac is?
Oh, no.
Just watching the missus walk by.
Yeah, attaboy.
Mm-hmm. Right now, no, it ain't happening right now.
Why not?
Like, why not?
Nurse Spoon!
Okay.
Oh, man.
Why am I Googling Rocky Mountain oysters? You were right, Leroy. They are indeed bull testicles.
How about that?
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
Rocky Mountain oysters. Okay. I think that's John Denver's
song. Hey, you guys didn't know that?
That's about bull testicles? I've never heard that, no.
I've heard something about it.
I felt like that was like a Fear Factor thing with Joe Rogan back in the day where they ate bull testicles.
No, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
That's where I'd be rats off a ship. I can do every other thing. You can put me in a crate with cockroaches. I'll, you know, whatever. But you want me to start eating what?
Now, when they cut off the testicles, it's no longer a bull. It's a steer, right?
Oof.
Isn't that how that rolls?
This is good.
I think everyone should know this. You're the farm guy.
I think that's what it's called. Well, it was a horse farm, I mean, in fairness. Because I know, a horse they do that to is gelding.
Gelding, yeah.
Which, how crazy was that? Spoiler alert with the dude who's like, he's like, just kill me, don't make me a gelding. I won't say who it was. In House of the Dragon.
Hey, business is about to pick up.
Oh yeah, I heard those
picked up
actresses
in the last episode.
I feel like you say every episode the business is about to pick up.
That is true, Leroy. You have
because
said
it did
episode.
Because the next episode.
No.
It's the next episode I'm talking about. I seen the damn previews just like you could.
Okay, well, just don't.
Next episode, they're going to be.
I don't know, but don't.
Oh,
don't
my
that
God, Leroy.
No. And I'm going to tell you what.
House of the Gogi.
What is his name? Rhaenyra?
Yeah, Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
The younger one looks slightly better than the older one, but both of them are.
I'm gonna allow this excuse because your hand is in a lot of pain right now. But
they're no Khaleesi.
Dracarys. Dracarys.
Hey, but I gotta tell you, I just realized.
What?
Everybody, a lot of people in that region own dragons.
Yeah, it's like having a dog back in the day.
Targaryens.
Nah. It's like back in the day, the dragons were all over the place. Yeah. That's why Khaleesi was such a big deal. She had the last dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know? But not anybody.
Where did she get the eggs
Having
from?
A dragon was like having a Tesla back then.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a question. Just random question.
Sure.
About Teslas?
If all of these electric cars are now on the roads, why the hell is gas going up? We supposed to be using less gas.
People tell me all types of reasons. They tell me it's Biden. They tell me it's Putin. I don't know who to blame.
Nah.
Right.
You know? So I'm going to blame who I blame everything on. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Answer for your crimes, dude!
Tom Brady.
You think Ime Udoka is blaming Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably like,
no, what had happened was...
Well, Nia, I mean, like, he's not happy with Giselle Bundchen. How do you expect me to be happy with you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's never enough.
I got to tell you.
These Bostonians.
I don't know if you're familiar with significant others. In those moments, you can't go in very aggressive. And you sound like you came in and kicked the door down.
Sounds like he got a little bit too celebratory after getting to the NBA Finals, you know? Oh, they had Josh Chisholm on the broadcast last night. How about that? I miss him.
Do you have normal hair?
He's wearing a hat right now.
Strategic. Oh,
okay. He's wearing a hat right now. Yep. I did see a clip that Bally put out where he was talking about, like, he's always wore chains. He's worn chains even when he was a kid. And he's like, I'll always remember buying my first gold chain. And listen, one day he's going to make a lot of money, so he's going to buy whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Could have a chain that's made out of chinchilla and diamonds.
It's unfortunate that it's not going to be with the Marlins.
Well, you know.
I think they should pick a guy and say, we're going to ride this guy's career out. And he's
I think it should be him.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Him or Sandy?
Ooh. Sandy's already locked in for a little bit.
But I think it has to be him. You know why it has to be Jazz? His personality.
I was saying he's more
marketable. Not saying Sandy that's great. We need players that are great as Sandy.
Yeah.
But you need a couple of personalities to kind of, you know, get the crowd going or kind of, you know, get
fans
interested.
He's just cool. Like, I don't know.
Right.
He's just cool. Exactly. I just think that, you know, if you wear a Jazz Chisholm jersey, I feel like people are like, ah, that's cool. I rock with that. I like Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
You know? He's apparently playing. I saw this last night. He tore his meniscus in spring training and played all year with it. And also revealed he'll be playing in the World Baseball Classic for Great Britain. And I think he's in England because he has, it looks like he's in England. Yeah. How about that? Bangers and Jazz.
Point for Toby.
He's from the Bahamas. He's Bahamian.
Oh, okay. So no, that. Oh, I got. Yeah. Now he can do it.
So now he can do it.
Wow, I didn't even see a sneaky spoon. I didn't even see her back there.
Yeah, she came in.
How's the running going?
Yeah, how's that been?
She's getting better.
Okay.
Here's the problem. Like when she joined it. They just run you and you just do everything everybody else does. She's never run before. So I need to get her where we have time and teach her how to relax and run.
Right.
So the problem is that they run all the time. I don't want her to get frustrated.
I think, so you're going to be sitting, you're going to be like, she'll be running and it's going to be like, the movie with Adam Sandler where he's like running behind in the car. Move it. Move it.
No, I'm gonna be the one with the stopwatch.
Exactly. Not fast enough.
Yeah. The hardest thing in the world to learn is pace. Right?
That's what I always say, dude.
You can try to be fast and we know if you're fast or not.
Right.
But to teach somebody to run long distance, it takes a minute.
Yep.
And she just jumped right into it and after she's never done anything athletic before. So, you know.
Yeah. They used to call me the pace man.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
What's that even? This guy keeps a good pace.
You know what they called him at all sporting events? Spectator.
Take a quick break. Our Tua. Tua getting some honors this week. It's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.